We always appreciate the opportunity to cross paths with one Austin Price of VolQuest.com, as well as Rivalry Thursday. Austin, how are you?
Guys, would I be yanking your chain if I said that I listened to Christmas music on the way over here? Yeah.
Nope. No.
My kids love Christmas music, so picked one up from school. Daddy, let's turn on Christmas music. Okay, let's do it.
What were we listening to? Was it a specific person, or was it just a mix?
It was a mix.
Very nice.
On Pandora.
Okay. Yeah, that works. It always puts a little pep in your step.
My wife's been ready to put up the Christmas tree for about 2 weeks, so.
Well, you can buy your Christmas stuff already. Lowe's already had its Winter Wonderland set up, and that was at the end of September.
Did I just set you up for a sponsor?
Tonight we have a very interesting matchup, Austin, with Bearden here at Farragut. I don't think either team imagined that their record would be what it is, seven games into the season, but both would be in the playoffs if it started right now, both looking for a big win. For Bearden, trying to get a second straight win against the Admirals and a third straight win overall.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, John, overall record doesn't matter. It's what you've done in region play, and both these teams have kind of gotten healthy at the right time, and you know, Dobbins Bennett has dispatched with both of them, but other than that, you know, they've had some success, and this Bearden team is, you know, we had them 2 weeks ago over at Hardin Valley. They've gotten healthy. Colin Ironside's playing well, and then Gavin Wilkinson, the three-year starter at quarterback for Farragut, also starting to get more of his weapons back around him. So should be a really good football game tonight. Really excited about this one.
As far as what you've seen from both teams, you have seen, a lot of success in regards to what Farragut has done. And, you know, you see them perhaps going through a bit of a transition with who they are counting on 1 week to the next. But with Bearden, it has been a more of a situation they needed to get healthy.
Well, you're exactly right. And, I mean, they've gotten healthy with all the skill guys around Colin. And this is a Bearden team that all of a sudden has a really solid running back. They've got a go-to wide receiver. And you just feel confident about, you know, kind of where Morgan Schindlever and the Bulldogs are headed. You know, if they win tonight and they win out, they'll be the two seed. Farragut wins tonight and they win out, they're the two seed. So a home playoff game, you know, either goes by the wayside or you take a huge step towards that with a win tonight.
How much difference does Colin Ironside make to this Bearden offense?
I think it's just a comfort level. I mean, he started for 4 years. His first start came right here on Rivalry Thursday 4 years ago when he was a freshman. He came in, they decided to go in a different direction about halfway through the William Blount game the week before, and he comes in and almost, you know, Morgan Schindlever don't like to hear it. He kicked down here. They were up six. He elected not to kick. He elected to go for it on fourth and one. It was like at the right hash, about the 10-yard line. It was a difficult angle, and they'd had struggles with kicker that year, and he didn't get it, and boom, boom, Jacob Warren was in the end zone, and Farragut won by one. And, you know, otherwise, you talk about a nice run in this rivalry because, really, for the last 20 years, it's been lopsided. I mean, everybody thinks of Bearden Farragut, but really, Farragut's dominated this series. So, you know, Bearden's started to get better footing with Ironside when he took over the helm as a freshman, and he's had his fair share of success against Farragut.
Farragut will be without its running back, Matt White, again. How big of a blow is that to their attack?
It's a blow. You know, I'll say this, though. They always kind of scheme it up pretty well. You know, and I really like what Jeff Courtney has done since he started calling plays here at Farragut. You know, Coach Parton left here and went over to South Doyle with with Clark Duncan, and Jeff kind of assumed that role, and he's done a really solid job. So, it will hurt, but I think it'll help hurt more from a depth standpoint than anything else. They'll plug a new guy in there, and they'll be fine. To me, it really comes down to quarterback play tonight between the two guys that have started at least 3 years for their respective programs.
Jimmy and I were talking about it earlier, and that is you look at the schedule that Farragut has played through the better part of this to this juncture of the season. What do you think just playing that level of competition does to shape a team for a run like the Admirals want to finish with?
Well, you know, I think that the schedule, you know, helps all these teams. And you know, because of the fact that, you know, the way it's structured now with a lot of those Chattanooga schools like McMinn County and those schools, Ooldawa, those teams traditionally played Farragut in region play, and now they are, non-region games. Eddie always finds really good teams to play. They play Oak Ridge every year. Dobbins Bennett now is a region game. When it wasn't a region game, they played DB. He'd go down to Chattanooga. So Farragut's never shied away. Look, they play Maryville played them as tough as anybody's played them this year. So, you know, I think the non-region play, even in the losses, will help Ferry get come the playoffs here in 3 weeks.
You've seen this rivalry for years. What is it like for the home team to now, granted, as you mentioned, Farragut has had the upper hand. They've won, I think, 15 of the last 17. But what is it like when it's that time to host your most bitter rival?
I think it's exciting. You know, I mean, you guys remember when you were in high school. I don't know where you guys went to high school at, but I mean, when you went to Bearden, there you go. Do you remember what you did against Farragut your junior or senior year? I mean, I remember what, you know, I went to Morristown East. We lost to Morristown West my senior year, like 56-7. And that stands out. So, I mean, like, when you're a student, these are the kind of games you want to say, hey, our senior year we beat Bearden, or we beat Farragut, or, you know, whatever rivalry game you're a part of. So, I think this is as good as any. The student sections will be really hyped tonight. And I expect both sides to play well. This is a huge game just because, like I said, that home playoff game is paramount. Because if you're playing at home, it just changes everything there in the playoffs. It's kind of like Catholic Friday night. If they beat Baylor, they're going to be the 2 seed, which means they'll host the 3 from the other side of the state. Whereas if they lose, it likely could end up being the 4, having to go to the 1 side on the other side of the state.
Austin, what did you think of Austin East upsetting Gatlinburg Pittman last week behind Isaiah Ligon, who had, 275 or so yards?
Oh, yeah, he was dominant and just a great game by him. You know, so much, you know, kind of attention was paid to, you know, to Trey Foster, the talented mm-hmm. quarterback who had scored 8 touchdowns against Fulton earlier in the year, and he played solid, but Ligon just was that one dynamic player GP didn't have, and he made about 3 or 4 guys miss on about 2 to 3 different plays, and that was the difference in the football game. I mean, other than that, it was fairly even.
What's been the key to the Austin East turnaround?
I think more than anything, just kind of finding some footing on offense. Not scoring against Alcoa, not shocking. Brian Nix does a really good job as the defense coordinator at Alcoa. But it was to me that they didn't score either of the first 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden it was like the floodgates opened, and then they've just been able to have their way. That was a huge game last week. Think about it, GP's going to be 8-2 because they'll win their next few games. They're going to be 8-2 going on the road in the playoffs. I mean, your 2 losses are going to be to Alcoa and AE. AE's going to end up being the 2 seed. You could be 8-2. How'd you like to be that 2 seed in the other region up in Northeast Tennessee? I mean, I wouldn't want to be there because GP is really, really good.
You mentioned the name of Jacob Warren earlier, University of Tennessee tight end. What do you see as his future, of all?
Well, you know, I think Jacob has really done everything the coaches have asked him to do. You know, when he was here at Farragut, he weighed about 217 pounds. And, you know, I remember, you know, talking to him last summer, and he said at the time, you know, coach wants me to get to this target weight by this date, and then, you know, this target date by the next date. And, you know, he's done everything they've asked him to do. He's well up over 240 pounds. He's closing in on 250. And, you know, I think further ahead of where the coaching staff even thought he would be as far as in the rotation, getting, you know, a snap here or two in some key spots. So I think that, you know, Jacob Warren is a guy that is going to continually get better through his career by his redshirt senior year. I think will be a real factor for Tennessee.
Any chance that tonight's the night we get Eric Kane in Frank's barbershop chair?
I keep trying for that. You know, again, Mark wanted to put me in there a few weeks ago, and he always jokes I have no hair. But, you know, I guess he decided it was just best to put the you know, the kids in that. I mean, Eric don't have any hair on the sides. I mean, the only step you can do is just go ahead and just
even
know, burn
it
off. I mean, you know,
fair
which,
point.
I mean, that's lipstick on a pig.
Austin, we always appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a great call tonight on Rivalry Thursday. And hard to believe that I guess we're 2 weeks away from Halloween when what will be a fun finish, a fantastic finish.
Are you
to
guys
the
coming out to Coalfield that
we
night?
We are.
Are you going to be dressed up? That's Halloween.
That's a good question.
You know, Packer wants me to dress up, and I told him I'm going to be Jeremy Pruitt. talk like this.
All right.
When I was a coach in high school ball in Alabama, it's like it's a Coalfield.
That'll be something to see. Austin, thank you so much. Good luck with everything tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
That's Austin Price of VolQuest.com, as well as Rivalry Thursday.